All right, we need to take a little refresher course. This is important. We need a refresher course so that you don't miss a step anywhere, all right? I want you to understand where we've been on this journey, where we've been together on this journey over the past 675 days that was the Mueller investigation. Again, 19 attorneys, 40 FBI agents, plus intelligence analysts, forensic accountants, the entire professional staff to go with all of those things. At last, checked $28 million. The total bill would be around $35 million when it's all tidied up and shut down. $35 million to find nothing. Nothing at all, but I greatly appreciate it. I greatly appreciate it. All right, so let's take a little walk down. I'm going to start with bite number 7. And all the bombshell reports. And this is it. And we've got Trump this time. And listen to the media. And a couple of politicians. But this is mainly the media. Go ahead, bite number 7.
Breaking news.
A bombshell.
Today is a turning point. Today was historically bad for President Trump.
Today was a turning point.
We're at a turning point here.
The beginning of the end for the Trump presidency.
The beginning of the end.
Breaking news.
We have another bombshell.
Mike Pence might have to assume the office of the presidency.
The call for impeachment.
Rumblings of the word impeachment.
Breaking news.
Another bombshell out of the White House.
I believe this is the beginning of the end.
I do too.
It's really the beginning of the end.
The beginning. Of the end.
He may be feeling the walls closing in on him.
All the walls closing in on him.
The walls closing in on him.
Breaking news, a new bombshell.
One astrologer says this means the beginning of the end for President Donald Trump.
The beginning of the end of the Trump presidency.
Trump will resign.
Trump is going to resign.
Is this the tipping point? I know we've said it over and over.
You think this is a tipping point?
And over and over.
This is a tipping point.
And over and over.
Breaking news, President Trump off the rails.
It was the beginning of the end today.
The beginning of the end.
It reminds me a lot of the last days of Nixon.
Breaking news tonight, new bombshell.
This is the beginning, not the end.
The beginning of the end.
The walls are closing in.
The walls closing in.
The walls are closing in.
Breaking overnight bombshell.
This is bombshell. Bombshell.
I think it might be near a tipping point.
Warning,
you think this
bombshell.
Is a tipping point?
This is
tipping
unbelievable.
Point.
This is remarkable. Have you ever seen anything like this?
His presidency is crippled.
Ripple.
December 1st, 2017, you can mark it down. This is the day that everything changed.
We begin with the bombshell.
The beginning of the end.
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 In fact, if this were a football game, we're in the third quarter. May even be the beginning of the end.
We begin tonight with the bombshell.
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Trump is in trouble.
The president will resign.
Another hour, another bombshell.
This is okay. A tipping point.
You get it. It seems interesting to me that somehow all of these major news outlets, MSNBC, CNN, and some of the others, how do they always have the Democrat talking points? How is it that the phraseology that they use is identical to the Democrats? How does that work? Seems pretty incredible, doesn't it? And after all the bombshells and the beginnings of the end and the breaking news and the revelations and all of that, there was, of course, jail. There was, of course, jail at the end of the road. One politician after another was certain of it. We've got some more fun for you down memory lane. It's bite number 9. We start with this little montage from put together by Grabian News. Nice job on their part. With little Adam Schiff kicks it off. Bite number 9. Go.
My takeaway is there's a very real prospect that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
Do you agree with Congressman Adam Schiff, who's going to be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, that President Trump could be indicted and possibly face jail time after he leaves office?
There's an indictment, at least you have a chance to challenge it.
If we do the investigations, the information is there. We're fiddling while Rome is burning.
All right. You get it. A little interference there. We'll get that figured out, and we'll get that cleaned up. But it's all devastation. It's all jail. It's all the end of the road. There's just no way around it. It's all gonna come to a destructive end. There's no way out. And here, you know, Beto the Banal. Here, Beto, Robert. Robert O'Rourke. Here we go, Robert. The guy's a pip, isn't he? Out on the campaign trail. The guy who wants to legalize cocaine. Great idea. He already acts like he's on something. But here's what he had to say, having learned that there is no obstruction of justice, that there is no collusion. Having learned that, Beto had this to say. It's bite number 11. Go. 11.
It's inherently one-sided. They don't hear the defense.
All right, stop. We have an interference here somewhere. All right, so we're going to get that cleaned up. We have a bit of an error in our playback deck, which is too bad because I've got a lot of really great stuff for you. And we'll get to it. We'll get to it, don't you worry, because I've got Sheila Jackson Lee. I've got Kellyanne Conway. I've got CBS and ABC all admitting, actually, on the record that they're wrong. So some people can admit they're wrong. Not too many, but a few. All right. So one more time here. This is for you. Donald Trump will be in Michigan. It's coming up Thursday at Van Andel Arena. Thursday, March 28th, Van Andel Arena, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Donald Trump, you can be the first to celebrate with the president on his big victory. And it is huge. It is epic. It is historic to be investigated that deeply, that long, by that many people, by the special counsel, and for them to come up empty, snake eyes. Nothing here, nothing to see. Nothing to see at all. Thursday, March 28th, doors open at 4. Go to Van Andel Arena. You can find out more about getting the tickets, all right? And go there, find out more about getting the tickets. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. The Steve Rivers Show, quick break. We'll be right back.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.